I'm going to call on Dr. Charles Smith, our conference treasurer, for the treasurer's report.
Bishop Tremble, lay and clergy members of the Iowa Annual Conference. The numbers that I'm going to share with you over the next few minutes need to be set in the context of the words from the author of the Colossians, who wrote, "As God's chosen ones, holy, beloved, clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Bear with one another, and if anyone has a complaint against another, forgive each other, just as the Lord has forgiven you. So clothe yourselves with love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in the one body. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teach and admonish one another in all wisdom. And with gratitude in your hearts, sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs to God. And whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Creator through him." Whether it is attending worship, celebrating baptism, professing our faith, or giving to support the mission of the church, all of it is done in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God the Creator through him. Let me share some numbers that binds everything together and reflect on how we let the word of Christ dwell in us richly. Our average worship attendance in 2010 was 58,202, a decrease of 1,023 persons from last year. The church with the highest average attendance had 1,060 in worship each week, and the smallest average worship was reported at 5. The average attendance in our 808 congregations is 72, but a better measure for that is the median, which is the same number of congregations with a smaller number than a larger, and that worship attendance number is 40. Our one body in Christ has a membership of 179,765, a decrease of 3,492 members. Of the 808 congregations, we had 206 increase in membership and 469 decrease in membership, with 133 reflecting no change. The largest congregation has 2,586 members, and the smallest, 2 members. They average 3 more in worship than they have in membership. The average membership of our congregations are 222, and the median size is 130. Since 2010 was a year for our national census, I compared our membership with 1970. In the year 1970, there were 303,220 United Methodists in Iowa, and we accounted for 10.73% of the population of Iowa. Today, we account for 5.9% of the population of Iowa. According to the census report that I read, 8.7% of Iowa's population is identified as ethnic. Our church statistics for 2010 report that 1.47% of the United Methodists in Iowa are identified as ethnic. This past year, we received by profession of faith 2,450 new Christians, or at least newly professing Christians. 369 congregations received at least one person by profession of faith, with the most received by any one congregation of 87 members. Unfortunately, 410 congregations did not receive a member by profession of faith. In 2010, our congregation celebrated 2,276 baptisms. 483 congregations had the privilege of celebrating the sacrament of baptism at least once in this past year, with one church holding that celebration 96 times. But sadly, 223 congregations did not have the privilege, which is one of our vital parts of worship. Last year, after I made this report, a few people came to me and said, "Chuck, these numbers are interesting, but they don't really tell the whole story. You really cannot measure how the spiritual growth of our congregations is happening, or how our spiritual dependence on God is improving, our prayer life, or our growth in our knowledge of the Scripture." And I would agree. We cannot put a statistical number on people's spiritual lives. However, I like to think of spiritual life, such things as prayer, Bible study, worship, our fellowship, as part of a recipe for making better disciples. You use the best ingredients you have available. In some ways, it's like baking a cake. In baking a cake, you use the best ingredients, and usually a family-proven recipe. You mix it together and you bake it, always hoping that this will be the best cake ever made. But you know what happens to a cake if it's made only for yourself? Often before it's eaten, it becomes stale, and that green part there is actually mold. The good we get from the cake is wasted if we keep it only for ourselves and eventually gets thrown away. Thus, a really good cake only stays fresh when it's shared. And so it is in our spiritual lives that we share, because if we do not share the growth of our spiritual lives, the freshness of our church disappears and it becomes stale and moldy. Thus, the good we get from spiritual disciplines is wasted, and it disappears unless we share it with our communities. And that's what numbers help us understand. As the author of Colossians note, "And whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Creator through him." One of the ways we express our thanks to God is through our tithes and offerings. This is our giving in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let us share how we are giving thanks to God the Creator through our monetary gifts. In 2010, our congregations in Iowa reported an income for all causes of $112.4 million. This is a 5.13% increase from the previous year. Our average income per member then for 2010 could be calculated at $625.29, or per worship attendee of $1,930.97. Income is only one side of the coin of our thanksgiving. Our expenditures represent another. In 2010, the grand total spent by all congregations for all causes was $103.4 million. This is a 0.97% increase from the previous year. To make this number more realistic, our congregation spent an average of $575.60 per member. The average spending per worship attendee was $1,707.53. The value of our congregation's assets, not including land or buildings or equipment, but assets which would be cash, cash equivalents, investments, CDs, treasury bills, all of those kinds of things, that value was $108.4 million. This was an increase of $3.8 million, or a 3.6% increase from the previous year. In 2010, the congregations of Iowa paid $13,255,289 for our apportionments. This is an 81.57% of our apportionments, and it was a decrease of 0.34%. However, even with that, the churches of Iowa paid 100% to the general church for our general church apportionments. When we closed the remittance system in early January, 537 congregations had paid 100% of their apportionments, and this was an increase of 12 congregations from the previous year. Since that date, another 35 congregations have paid 100% of the 2010 apportionments, and another 21 congregations have reached above the 80% level. What does the money go to that so many of us give so generously in thanksgiving to God? I know that when we talk in millions of dollars, but it always helps me to understand if we can break it down into simple dollars and cents. For every $1 that was put in the offering plate in 2010, 2.2 cents went to fund general church apportionments. 10.6 cents went to fund the apportionments that support the ministry and mission of the Iowa Annual Conference. 10.8 cents went to fund the benefits, the pension and health insurance costs for clergy and lay employees of the churches, with the bulk of that being health insurance. 3.7 cents went into church savings, investments, or cash equivalents. And then 72.7 cents were left to use by the local congregation as its discretion for ministry. There are two items that stood out for me in this breakdown this year. That first, our congregations put more money into cash and cash equivalents and saving accounts and our own investments than we gave to support the general church apportionments. And the second thing that stood out was the benefits for clergy and lay employees of the churches was a slightly larger percentage of this dollar than the amount used to support our conference shared ministry through apportionments. Declining membership, growth in the cost of benefits, increased pressures in family budgets, and a growing sense in our culture that the church is irrelevant means that the United Methodist Church faces many challenges in this next decade. For these reasons, there was a group of us who attended a financial forum in March in Fort Worth, where all of the annual conferences came together to explore options and to discuss the realities and to plan for the future. And for this reason, the Iowa Conference is forming a strategic planning team appointed by the bishop, who will combine the actions of the 2012 General Conference with some decade-long planning for our conference's future. As we move into the rest of this year and then forward to 2012 General Conference, may the words of the author of Colossians ring true. Let the peace of Christ rule in our hearts and be thankful. And remember that whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God, the Creator, through Him. Thank you and amen.
We want to thank Dr. Chuck Smith for his outstanding leadership, and we're going to invite Betty Stone, who's the chairperson of the Conference, Finance, and Administration to come with the working budget.
I want to refer you to the fact that for some of you, the budget pages that we're referring to now came to you in a separate mailing because of a printer's error, and hopefully you included them in your pre-conference manual. We did lay a couple copies on each table if that did not happen. They should have been placed after the letter that I had, after Roman numerals 5 and 6. And so hopefully you put them there, and if not, there's a couple copies on each table for you.